a part of the show. Call and join in on the conversation. 781-837-4900. Now, back to Monday Night Talk.
All right, we are back here at the broadcast house, awaiting our call from State Representative Michelle Dubois. Now, if in fact we are unsuccessful in getting the representative on the phone line, again, we put the call out. She did confirm, she did agree that she would do it. But if she does not, we'll give it a couple of minutes. Hopefully she'll call. We'll open up the phone lines. And if you would like to chime in and give your take on the situation, again, this was something that was posted on her Facebook page that went viral very quick. Folks were questioning why a state representative would post something on her Facebook page saying that that she'd heard a rumor that the folks from ICE who deal with immigration, they were out to do raids in the Brockton area, and that in fact, if somebody knocks on your door and you do not know who the person is, then it might be best for you not to answer the door and to not just resist, call somebody. And that was something that went viral. And so folks took kind of harsh. There were a lot of folks on social media who were posting saying, how can an individual do this? We did a report here at 95.9 WATD. There was a statement that the representative did send along who basically said that she, you know, basically saying that she, you know, she didn't do anything wrong, so to speak. And that she was trying to do was just inform the folks in her district, let them know that was going up. They happen to see police cars in the area. And also help out ICE. That's what she said. That's what she said. I think it was something that was held in Brockton. I don't know if it was at a church, but something was held, and she invited media in, and we haven't heard anything since. Now, there was kind of something secondary, and we were kind of hoping to ask the representative, was, these were just a couple of questions. You know, did she expect the backlash that she got? Did she really think that this was going to be something that folks would be, okay, that's cool. And did she ever consider the safety of those law enforcement officers that were involved in those rumored raids? So, I mean, again, these are questions that we would like to ask, that I would like to ask. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open up the phone lines. If you'd like to call in, if you have an opinion on this, do you think that the representative was in the wrong? 781-837-4900. Try to be concise. Give me your thoughts. What do you think about this? Is this something that someone who's an elected official should be getting involved with? Now, again, the individuals that ICE was after wasn't just somebody who was individuals who were undocumented illegal aliens, but these are individuals who had a criminal past. So we're going to get the ones who were the violent criminals off of the streets and do with them, whether it's prosecute them, send them back to their country of origin, whatever it may be. But again, 781-837-4900 is the number if you would like to weigh in on this particular situation. As I said, coming up later on this evening, we'll get a chance to hear from Sheriff Thomas Hutchison. Now, in this segment, we were supposed to have State Rep Jeff Deal. He actually had to cancel, postpone. He was supposed to make an announcement. He was going to tell us about an announcement. It did not happen. From what I understand, though, the Boston Herald has since printed, said that he's going to seek the seat held by U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, that he'll file paperwork on Wednesday. We were hoping to have him on and maybe talk about any announcement that he was going to have. That did not happen. So this is all how it all happened over the past couple of days, because as I usually try to do, when you're booking a guest, you make sure you confirm, hey, are you going to be in? absolutely. We kind of go over all the topics. And like I said, when I heard from Rep Deal was like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to come on. So I turned to Representative Dubois and reached out and said, would you like to come on? Would you like to have an opportunity to talk about the situation as it happened? Even kind of get an idea of as her, because there was a point in time when she was talking about the situation, her thought process when she was asked about the sheriff, Thomas Hodgson, it got political, and that it was more or less the alt, you know, the conservative wing. Those were the folks that were, you know, driving this. And so we have somebody on the line. Is this the representative joining us right now?
How are you doing?
Hello, Representative. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm sorry to call in a little tardy.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for joining us. I've been hoping that we'd be able to hear from you, and we thank you for joining us. Here we are. We're here 1 week later after you made a post on Facebook. In your own words, kind of give us what you were looking to do when you made that post.
Well, I was looking to inform the community about something that I had heard from several different residents who were really worried. And it was on my a public web Facebook page that is my private, you know, personal thing. I do post notifications in the community there. And so then it started being shared by some groups that I would say are far to the right, maybe like alt-right, which is like this new group of conservatives that are like nationalists almost and really anti-immigrant. And so they started sharing it and writing really abhorrent, nasty threats and evilness on my Facebook page in response that was just totally of a personal nature and dangerous. And so it's still kind of weird. And then it got picked up by Fox and some news sources, and everybody had a role to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was used that very morning. I posted this Facebook post. The sheriff of Bristol County was testifying before the White House on a panel on immigration. And as I understand it, he was going down to call for the arrest of, like, the Somerville mayor and the Boston mayor because they are what he perceives as sanctuary cities. And so he wants them to be in jail. And because I posted this Facebook post, he felt the need to just throw me in. Must have just been ad hoc to it within, like, a very short amount of time. He called me out and said that I should be in jail, which was a totally irresponsible statement because that's a freedom of speech right to talk about information that's present in the community. And so it is what it is. I'm using it as a discussion point. So I was hosting these discussions about difference after the election of President Donald Trump because, you know, whatever side you're on, everybody should understand that there are some people that are really afraid right now, and they're not all undocumented. A lot of them are documented people that are afraid for their family members and their loved ones.
If I could ask, did you expect this kind of a backlash?
Never. This was literally, how do you manage your own Facebook page? You post information, and so I can understand some people seeing it as a more delicate matter, but this is something that was all over the community, and if it's all over the community, why not make sure that everybody knew what was happening and knew their rights, and the agency knew that everybody knew? This is what I challenge people to do that might think this is a little odd. Maybe Google search ICE raids. We saw what happened in Lawrence a few days ago. People were going in to get their green cards, and they got deported. I think there were 5 people. And there's more abhorrent things happening in, like, California and Texas and some other states in the United States. But the worry is, we don't want that to happen here where it will separate families and the children who are United States citizens will remain in Brockton in foster care or DYS. And the parents who committed no crime. If you commit a crime, out the door you go. Don't let the door hit you on the bum on the way out. I don't care if you're a murderer, you're violent, you know, gang member, gun possession charge. I'm fine with deportation, fine. But I'm talking about people that came here escaping oppression and are living in every other way a normal American life. And I just in closing on this little point,
yep.
Being undocumented is a civil offense. It's not a criminal offense. And so what's happening right now in this time is that people are trying to criminalize it and try to act like the person is somehow a criminal, but that is not accurate. It's a civil offense. Nobody needs to hate on other people, and we can figure it out. We just have to do immigration reform, and that's a federal level issue.
Some would question why you would help people who are in the country illegally or may have even committed crimes. Do you feel you did anything wrong, that you could have done something differently?
I think that when six different people talk to you about it, and when there's rampant fear in the community, I'm a representative of the people that live here, and I want them to be safe. And if they get deported in the middle of the day, and they have a 3-year-old that's an American citizen to deal with, I just think that we can do this in a more humane way than it's being implemented all across the nation in the recent months and days, really, because what happened in Lawrence. Have you heard about that?
I have not, no.
So there's a case in Lawrence, and I don't know all the details. Everything's happening so quickly, where five people who went to ICE in Lawrence or immigration to get their green card, and they were all deported. So let's see what that was all about. I mean, these are things that hadn't happened in previous administrations. It's new. It's a new policy. They're implementing policies where the person doesn't have to have violated the law in another way, and they're still going to be deported, even if they were here 10 or maybe 20 years and have children that are American citizens. Some people own businesses. And so there's a lot on the line. There's no defense of criminals.
Okay. Again, we're speaking.
Oh, ladies. All right. I'm walking FDW with these, and the ladies' team of walkers just went by.
And that's
yeah, I do not support criminals. I support hardworking immigrants who are here to try to find a better way for themselves to be able to have a path to citizenship. Because if you even look at our birth rate in the United States, there are less people having babies, and we're actually having a declining birth rate. So having immigrants come in, it would actually help jumpstart our economy. I'm not saying take them out of the shadows. Make sure that they can pay taxes, be producing members of society, especially if they're, you know, have proven themselves to be good people for a broad range of time. We shouldn't just take a father and deport him if in every other way he's just like any other neighbor you'd ever have.
Okay.
So it's just something that we have to be careful of, because when you're talking about changing a whole human being's condition, you should be respectful of it.
Again, we're speaking with State Representative Michelle Dubois, who is joining us here on Monday night. We're talking about a post that she made on Facebook in regards to rumored ICE raids. And I know the one thing that a lot of people were commenting, because this was an issue that went viral, and a lot of folks were saying they felt as though you broke a law. Do you think you broke the law? Yes or no?
I know I didn't. I've spoken to lawyers. I know I didn't.
Okay.
So this is the propaganda of it. That's the ugliest part of it all, because it's not even civil dialogue. It's just lies.
Did you expect to make it down to Washington D.C. the way you did? I mean, you know, you were brought up.
Do you think I would think that it would go all the way down to Washington D.C.? No way.
So,
I mean, my issue is environmental justice, domestic violence, issues of working families, and this is the issue of working families and often an issue of domestic violence. So it's something that we don't want to turn a blind eye to. We want to make sure that the people here that are doing what's right and are your normal neighbors. You'd be surprised how many people are here without proper documentation because their green card or their visa expired, and they don't want to go back to their war-torn country, and who can blame them?
And the other issue, other than saying that you broke laws, people also
which is not true.
Right.
Untruth, a categorical untruth. Okay. That is an abridgment of my freedom of rights. There was nothing wrong with what I did. Period.
Okay.
No law broken.
Well, let me ask you this.
Something would have happened, I would think, by now. And I've spoken to lawyers that have reaffirmed that.
Okay.
And actually, the sheriff himself took a step back when he went on Fox 25 News and was asked that question, and he changed his answer to not include me going to jail. So he thought it was unethical at that point.
I guess the question...
all over the map.
Representative, if I could ask you real quick, Representative, other than claiming that you broke a law, I'm talking about individuals, so you know how social media is, and folks want to say things, and not that there's any truth to what people would say, but there were legitimate questions people were asking in regards to the safety of law enforcement officers involved in those rumored raids. Did you ever at one time think that maybe they might be endangered in regards to putting this information out there?
So listen to this, Kevin. I've been a city councilor for 10 years prior to being a state representative going into my third year. And we dealt with municipal budgets and police in the city of Brockton with a lot of immigrants and a lot of crime and a lot of problems. So, of course, I thought about it. And since it was rampant on the street already and the raid was like a day or so away, I'll tell you what, if they're going to do a raid that's that dangerous and everybody knows that it's coming and they don't know that it's coming, that's not good for them either. I'm all about open government here and not endangering anyone. So that's just BS. So if no one knew about it and I told their target, of course that would be bad. But these are rumors that everybody is preparing for. So, and I'm sorry, this is a Facebook page with like 1,000 followers. Come on.
In your opinion, what needs to be done regarding the immigration issue, whether it's on the national level or local level?
So my statement is, ICE would have seen it. I mean, in every way, this is public information. It was everywhere. I'm not going to say that there was ever a time I ever put a police officer's life at risk or an ICE agent's life at risk. This is their job. They just read dangerous situations, but also, hopefully, used to be, to respect family and not try to rip them apart from one another, which is happening right now and is the real issue why immigrants in the city, documented or not documented, are living in fear right now. And that's real. And I represent many people that are living in fear right now. And that's a concern to me.
What can you do as a representative to help them?
Well, I did an advocacy dialogue today. I'm just doing a lot of education and outreach. It's really a federal issue, and I'm trying my best to help residents that are having issues link up with legal services. I had an information session with legal services in the ACLU, which is on broadcast on Rock and Cable Access. I've really been trying to help the immigrant community know what their rights are so they can advocate for themselves and hopefully get some common sense immigration reform. So the last time there was immigration reform attempted was 2007, and that was under George Bush, Republican president. So it shouldn't be a partisan issue, because if we want to drive the engine of our economy and we're having low birth rates, it's not as strong of a replacement, and people are living here feeding the economy, why not help them become citizens like we used to in the United States? That's
right.
What we used to do.
Well, my final question to you is, how do you refocus your efforts at the State House and for your district after this has taken place?
You know, it's so interesting to ask that question, because while all this is blowing up, I had a lot of other things going on. I have bills that I'm going to be testifying on, one on Tuesday, one of my colleagues filed a bill to require OSHA, for public employees to follow OSHA regulations. I filed a companion bill to this around trenching and excavation work and safety for workers. And the whole time, this was just exploding on Wednesday and Thursday, I was helping a woman not get evicted so she could stay in her home, advocating for her as well. And this is just, I signed up for it. Mm. I care about the people that live in my community, be them, you know, students that are going to school. I want them to have good schooling, or people looking for a job. I want them to have a good job economy. If we have people in the community who are fearful and we can figure out a solution, why not advocate for it? I don't see how it's hurting anyone.
And if you didn't meet up with Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson, what would you say to him?
You know, I probably I probably avoid the interaction, to be honest with you, because I think what he's doing is more about exploding an issue. Because what he was doing when he was testifying before that Washington D.C. board on immigration was saying that mayors of Boston and Somerville and any sanctuary city, I think there are five in Massachusetts, should just go to jail. I mean, these are the ridiculous claims that come out of his thought processes. And that is just ridiculous that you're going to send... He wants to send everybody to jail. Remember, that's what he does. He runs the jail. That's his job. And he wants to obviously send everybody there. So maybe that's just an issue with his logic that he needs to address.
Okay.
That's what. So I probably would try to avoid being any more part of his propaganda game.
Well, Representative, we've plumb run out of time, but I want to thank you for calling in, talking about this, and we'll look to have you back on when...
Can I get a link to this?
You certainly can.
I would love it.
All right. Thank you very much, thank Representative.
You. Bye-bye.
All right. There she is, State Representative Michelle Dubois, discussing the Facebook issues that that took place last week in regards to a post on her Facebook page regarding ICE raids. And she answered the question. So we appreciate her calling in. A little tardy, but she called in nonetheless. We're going to step aside just for a few moments. And waiting in the wings is my next guest, Lars Fitzgerald Kemet, running for Selectman in Hanson. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Monday Night Talk.
Is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.